talking to some of the best voices in Nashville. This is One-on-One with Greg Pogue.
Presented by Freeman Webb.
Also brought to you by
Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers, Bass Tire Company, Sam's Sports Place and Sports Grill, Holiday Inn Express Nashville Airport, Valentino's Restaurante, and Sir Speedy of Music City.
One-on-One with Greg Pogue. Broadcasting live from Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. Your sports live here on 94.9 The Fan.
And the Game Nashville Sports Network.
Now, here's Greg Pogue.
Good Saturday morning. I hope you're having a good weekend. It is championship game at what is soon to be called Titletown, USA, Clarksville, Tennessee, F&M Bank Arena this afternoon, 3 o'clock. The Arena Crown Championship game, the Albany Firebirds, and the Nashville Cats. It's on Vice TV. Big Joe Dubin, Chase McCabe will do the national TV. And on 102.5 here on our Cromwell family, Jake Lyman and Nick Frazier will have the play-by-play. And it's one-on-one. It's actually one-on-three today. In about 20 minutes, Patrick Lazaro, he's the general manager here at F&M Bank Arena, and what they have done with this building, amazing. And then Meadow Lemon, the son of, is going to join us. He's the Minnesota Monsters general manager. But we started off with the president of football operations. It looks like he still can play, Gary Compton.
Hey,
that's a stretch, isn't it?
Yes, yes, that is. I appreciate it. You know what? That's the best voice in sports radio right there. So I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, right. do I owe you a beer when we can start like
later,
that?
Later on.
Okay. I mean, it all culminated to that. And, you know, with us being us, yeah, the Cats being the number one seed, Albany being the number two seed, a rematch, we sort of figured this was the path it was going to get to for this championship game. So we really have the best two teams playing.
Absolutely. I mean, it's only fitting, right? You're going to get the rematch from last year and this year. You know, Nashville's got it here at F&M Bank Arena. It's going to be, you know, a great game. Like you said, we got the two best teams, and that's what you want to culminate in a championship. Two great organizations, you know, two great coaching staffs, you know, offense, defense. I mean, it's going to be a fantastic day today.
Yeah, and Castronova, the QB on one side, Tyler Kuechel, obviously the league MVP, and Darren Arbett, coach of the year. I mean, those were pretty much slam dunks.
Yeah, they were, you know, and I mean, let's don't forget, you know, Steve Pappen, right?
Yeah.
Assistant coach of the year. You know, Kyle Kaplan was the special teams player of the year. Malik Honeycutt was the breakout player of the year. You know, so Nashville kind of ran through the
and
all
our,
the awards.
Our late, I just told.
Oh, yeah, and the lady.
You saw me tell them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything for a hug.
Yeah, I saw you over there. You were trying to walk around and get a hug from everybody, weren't you?
Okay.
No.
And your point is?
Yeah, exactly, right? But, no, that was great too, right? You know, it's a lot of the players on the field and everything, but like you said, it's off-the-field stuff, right? The executives of the year, you know, the mascots of the year, the dance team of the year. Mm-hmm. And getting to recognize those people, you know, at the end of the year, culminating in that banquet last night, it was just a fantastic event.
Gary Compton with us. He's president of football operations for Arena Football One. Can I ask you a very simple question?
Yes, sir.
What do you do?
What do I not do? Right?
McCotus.
McCotus, yeah.
Man in charge of all the other.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. You know, it's a culmination of a lot of things. You know, I'm in charge of all the players, the coaches, the transactions, trades, you know, and all of that, making sure rosters are set, right? People that are on IR, people that come off IR, that's just during the week stuff. And then I travel to the cities on the weekends and make sure there's no production errors, right? Make sure everybody's set, ready to go. The game kicks off, then I hope that there's not some big question that the refs have to come to a league official to talk about. And it's really not over till I get on that plane and go back home and start the next week.
But to Milwaukee.
Yeah,
we're both Brewers fans.
Yes,
okay?
Yes, absolutely.
Get
yes,
it out there right now.
Absolutely, absolutely. But it's you know what? It's fantastic. You know, like you said, I played this game for many years. I coached, was a GM, and stuff like that. But to be on the league side of it and everything, and be able to give back so much, it's just, you know, it's what I do. It's a passion that I have.
What makes the indoor game special? But beyond this, because you know there's indoor football league. There's the IFL. They don't have the nets. They don't have the deuces.
Yes.
It's a bore, you know, it's like three, yards in a cloud of dust in a lot of times. What makes our game special?
Well, it is. It's the Nets, right? Yeah. I mean, this is a, you know, a configuration that nobody else has. And these things can change, as you know, the outcome of a game immediately. But, you know, not only that, I think, it, like you said, it's a quality of the game that we have. You know, it's more geared of the football, right? There are other leagues and all of that. They don't have the Nets. There's different rules and everything. But when you come down to it, this is a football indoors, right? Arena football. It's the best product out there by far. Put it up against anybody. Say it against anybody. And it's just a special game.
Well, and the commissioner,
yes,
who's also our majority owner, my boss, when he got hooked, think of that. I mean, everything that he's done, he is so hooked on this game.
Absolutely. You know, and it's great to have Jeff on board with us, you know, like you said, from you guys on the majority owner to you know, the commissioner and everything. And when you get a guy like that that has a name here, you know, in Nashville, Clarksville area, it just opens up a lot of doors, right? And so, you know, we want to utilize that, and we want to make, you know, make things bigger and more special and all of that. And Jeff's done a tremendous job. Can't thank him enough for stepping up in a time of need a couple years ago and, you know, saying, I want to be the commissioner, I want to watch this thing, and really not knowing what this game was at that point, you know.
One of these players have agents.
Yeah.
There's union hawks
that
will have to pay for their – if they want to get in this building, they're going to pay their way in.
Yep.
They're on the no admission list.
Yeah, I started to say, you won't say what the other list is. You're supposed to have them on, huh?
Yeah, I can. MOFO list.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah, I can say it's my damn show. I'm just, nothing FCC. Man of fine office furniture. That's what that stands for.
Right.
You, though. The heyday of the Cats.
Yeah,
they averaged in. They were the first client or tenant rather of what is now Bridgestone Arena.
Right.
Before the Predators, before anything, and they really introduced this market. There was no Titans. There was no Predators. There was the Sounds and the Schmitto family. God bless them. They opened the door for everything professional sports with the Sounds, but. This game in a building, this doesn't fly outside.
No, I don't think it can. You know, it's like you said, you know, Nashville back in the 90s, right? That heyday that we played in, you know, and I was fortunate enough to play for 13 years in this game and be able to see that and come to Nashville.
Iron Man of the Year.
Yeah, quite a few years ago, and a lot of people now, they look at you and they're like, really? But, hey. You know, when you're almost 60 years old and you kind of carry that around a little bit, it's kind of nice. But, yeah, you know, just having that introduction to Nashville early on, right, and then be able to revive it. I think that's what's important, that, you know, you have the Cats, you have the Firebirds. Those are names that people recognize still from 25, 30 years ago. And, you know, just glad to have that. And, you know, as we expand into different markets – you know, and everything, and make this thing grow. And we want to get it back to where it was. But like we always say, you know, you got to crawl before you walk, because you definitely don't want to run, or you'll be running your butt right out the door.
Yeah, and that's the number one question I get is the stability of the league.
Right.
Is that – and because there's some churn at the bottom, okay? But I think at the top, it's sort of like, you know, what's that old saying, you know, high tide raises all ships.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. You know, and there's a model. Right? Mm-hmm. You know, and Jerry Kerr's our CEO, has been great. You know, we always say it's like McDonald's, right? When you walk into McDonald's, you know what you're getting. It's the same stuff. It's the same layout. And so we give that format to all of our teams to be successful. Now, there are different markets that have to do different things, you know, and all of that, but it's all run the same way. So when you go and you sit and you talk in our owners' meetings and things like that, it's not like we're talking foreign languages to one another. Everybody understands it.
101 with Greg Pogue. We presented by Freeman Webb, not at Roy's Meat Service today, so you don't get the Wagyu beef.
Disappointed in that, Greg. I thought I'd get it to go platter.
Well, I'm running you to the airport tomorrow. I'll get you some on the way.
There you go.
Absolutely. And we're at F&M Bank Arena. This afternoon, 3 o'clock, the Arena Crown Championship game, Albany, Nashville, the 1 and 2 seeds. And Vice Network. How close, Patrick Cesaro, the GM, is around, how close are we to a sellout? Just make something up. Don't let facts get in the way of a good story.
Oh, wow.
We have 200 tickets left.
Hey, pull the money out of your pocket, buy it. We officially call it a sellout. You got quiet.
I got electricity bill at the house to pay first, okay?
Right, exactly.
But what about the game? Let's break it on down, bullet on down. The game itself, eight-man, the motion. At the end of the half in Michigan, and by the way, the coach of Michigan, he's
– Coach Leo,
my gosh. Yeah. They threw it off the net.
Yeah.
The ball never dies.
No, it doesn't. You know, and I think what a lot of people don't understand, when the ball is thrown off the nets, there is no pass interference.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Oh,
there is no
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there is no pass interference.
So it's once that ball touches the net, I can take people out.
Absolutely. So the way we used to do it, we would send two guys down the field, right, and all the DBs are running down and everybody's got their backs turned, and then you bring a guy behind them and you just wipe out all the DBs and hope you have one guy standing to catch a ball. See, that's why I probably should still be coaching.
I didn't know that.
You could be my agent.
No,
you know?
I get 15% of nothing.
Hey, well, yeah, that's not a lot, is it?
Sort of where I am right now in my life. Quarterbacks, though.
Yeah.
I mean, Castronova on one side, and obviously Tyler Culk on the other. I guess at any level of, mm-hmm. of football, you got to have that quarterback.
Oh, absolutely. That's where it starts in this game, right? These are two great quarterbacks. I mean, you know, Castronova, this is third straight, right? Mm-hmm. You know, with that, and, you know, Tyler back-to-back. You got to have that general. And, you know, that general's got to command things out there and all of that. And if you don't have a quarterback, as we've seen in this league with all that, you're going to struggle. So, you know, these two teams are very fortunate to have those type of supermans. And like you said, it should be a great game and a great battle today.
The Iron Man, I like the fact that we have two-way football. Mm-hmm. Man, to be an Iron Man, you had to do everything, right? I mean, it's, yeah.
You know, that's what it was built on, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I always see this game as that's what it is, Iron Man football. You know, we played offense, we played defense, we went on special teams. You know, but it was a different deal back then. You know, you could substitute, come out of the game one time a quarter. But as anything else, right, football specializes, okay, and everybody gets specialized. And now you don't have two-way players, and we're able to have, you know, guys play on one side of the football. I said I would have loved to have done this. And
which side would it be in, defense?
No, offense.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Tight end?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Whatever.
Whatever gets me points, scores, I'd make sure I had plenty of bonuses in
my
contract.
You're the kind of guy that when an open field would go look for somebody to run
absolutely.
The end zone's over there, but there's somebody. I'm going to go over there and run over him first.
That's how I used to play it. You know, Coach Arbett, I played against Coach Arbett for many years. Coach Arbett can tell you stories. And all that. But, yeah, it's just a different game now. I mean, you know, these athletes nowadays, the way they prepare, take care of their bodies now. You know, back 30 years ago when we were playing, you know, as you look at it, big shoulder pads, right, all this stuff. Now these dudes don't even wear pads in their pants. They barely have any shoulder pads on, you know, and it's like a track meet out there. But it's fun. It's great. It's a great game. And like I said, you know, it's the best game around.
Gary Compton, President of Football Operations for Arena Football, one with us. 3 o'clock this afternoon, the championship game. There are some tickets left. I mean, but we're going to sell out.
Oh, absolutely. Today. You know, you haven't even had a really walk up yet, right?
Yeah.
Now people are going to be walking up, and there's not going to be tickets. As Jerry Kurz's old saying, right? Mm-hmm. If I see scalpers outside, I kiss them.
Kiss me because I'm going to be out. The Pogue allotment, they think is going to clients.
Yeah, you're going to be out in the double.
It's paying the electricity.
You're going to be out in the DoubleTree parking lot before the game.
Yeah, what do you remember about the Cats back at the, you know, because really, you know, we were having dinner for people, you know, of us, Sam's at Old Hickory Lake. We went out, pick you guys up at the airport, you and, you know, Jared DeGroff with the league, and then Jeff Levack, who does a great job with Albany, but more than that with the league. And Joe Campbell is sitting there, who you played against, who was on this show 2 weeks ago today from Roy's, but Pat Sperduto, mm-hmm. obviously Eddie Kiatt at first, and then Pat Sperduto, Jay Gruden, and
Andy Kelly, Corey Fleming,
Darryl Hammond.
You know, just to say a few. I mean, Nashville was great. You know, they had a great team. You know, they played the championship and all of that. And, you know, like we said, that was it back in the heyday. But, you know, the logo hasn't changed much, right? The name hasn't changed, you know, with that being the Cats and everything. And, you know, it was a great place. I got to play here twice. And, obviously, downtown Nashville is a lot different than what it is now. Just like when we went out and played Vegas 30 years ago, the MGM Grand was the brand new hotel, and we played in that arena. Now you go there, and nobody even knows what the MGM Grand is anymore because it's so built up. So, yeah. You know, it's a lot of fun.
I tell you what I'm impressed with. Austin is coming into this league. It's been announced. Expansion, their owners are here at the owners' meeting. Cody, the owner, Cody Trapp, right? Impressive. Because, and the rivalry, you know, they're always, well, we're the music capital, live music capital of the world. Well, for every one place you've got live music, Nashville's got five, okay? Let's get big. But we're going to have a, like we've done with Corey Cunningham and not Corey Cunningham, he owns the restaurants here, but Corey in the Kentucky Barrels. We now have a rotating trophy. The rivalry, Austin is going to be a great addition to this league.
Yeah, it is. You know, I was excited to hear that come in. Cody and them have done a great job out there, you know, getting this thing ready to go. You know, University of Texas, you know, it's a big school, you know, where they're looking at and they're looking at going, and some big names from 2005 National Championship that are backing them. So we're excited to have them in. Yeah, the rivalries, that's what you want, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and we were talking about that with Austin, you know, Beaumont, you know, right there. You get that rivalry, and you really want to regionalize everything as much as you can. You know, that's what we're trying to do as we expand. We know there are geographical holes that need to be filled, and I think the management group has done a great job in expansion and all that, trying to fill those holes.
Jerry Kurz, your CEO.
Godfather.
I mean, he's like Don Corleone of the indoor game.
Oh, absolutely. You
and
know,
just inducted into the Illinois Sports Hall of Fame. Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, the guy was around, was with Jim Foster when this was, you know, first diagrammed.
Dave Baker,
yeah. You know, and all of that. And, you know, I've been with Jerry 32 years and, you know, took some time off back and forth. And tell a quick story on this. In 2024, I was sitting at home with my wife and my phone rang and it said Jerry Kurz on it. And my wife looked at me and she said, do not answer that phone, right? I had a great job, logistical job. You know, transportation, was living life and all of that. And I said, let me see what this man has to say. Picked up the phone, said hello. She said, Jerry, we told you back in 2019 not to call anymore. And he said, well, hear me out. 10 minutes later, I said, yes, sir. Walked over to my job that I'd been with for 4 years, turned in my 2 weeks' notice, and came here to be, you know, putting up with you guys. Hey, I wouldn't have it any other way, but it's been great. You know, Jerry's, like I said, we call him the Godfather. He's been around for everything and all that, does a fantastic job for the league.
The long term, the gambling component, forever, NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, NCAA, everybody fought gambling. And then they couldn't fight it. Now they're lined up at the trough to get the money from the MGMs, the FanDuels, and all of that. That's our next step to getting in that, let's call it the gambling world. I mean, we want to be on the board in Vegas. I want to know what is today's spread, what, Cats 7? I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know, you know. But if it was, would you put a little wager on it?
I already have.
You have, I figured that. No, that's where we want to go, right? We want to get to the betting deal. That's where the money's at. You know, as we get into the part of revenue sharing with our owners, right, and we always say, you know, partners, right, we're all great partners. We don't have sponsors. We have partners. You know, and that's the next leg of it, is to have that betting component and all that where people can, you know, live bet on the games and everything, and that just helps us grow.
You know what? I want to thank you, Jerry, Christy McEwen. Oh, my gosh. She's –
as Jerry said, she's the wheel that makes it spin.
Yeah, we don't. Without her, we're in the ditch.
we're in the ditch.
But and a lot of people say, hey, you did a good job bringing Jeff Fisher. I know he I already knew.
Right.
He didn't, and I don't. I'm not smarter than him. Right. Okay, obviously, but I knew that once he was hooked, and then we brought Jeff Jarrett, who's the ultimate, there's no better promoter on the planet than Jeff Jarrett.
Right.
So that's what we got, you know, that's where we want to become, and we want to say it. We want to be the model franchise.
Sure.
We're going to take care of our players. We're going to take care of our coaches. We're going to be in the community. This building
is phenomenal.
And you hadn't been here this year.
Yeah,
your boss comes
boss.
Here, but then again, you go into Oceanside. I'd be sorry about that.
Yeah, you know, that's not bad to sit out on the ocean and drink some coffee and eat a couple tacos in the morning, you know, and all that. But, yeah, it's my first time here. It's a phenomenal arena. You know, Patrick and them have done a great job here with it, and I know you guys have built that partnership, and, you know, Clarksville's got their own team, right? And
well, that's what I said. We're the Nashville Cats, but we are Clarksville's professional.
And,
every owner in this league should clone Montgomery County Mayor Wes Golden.
Yeah.
Wes Golden, okay, the county owns this building. He runs the county.
Correct.
That's the first door we knocked on, and he has opened so many doors for us. Every franchise needs a mayor that's our biggest fan.
Yeah, that's you got to have that right from the city. You got to have that, and we got a chance to meet him yesterday at our owners' meetings. What a great man! And congrats again, on his victory and all of that, and. You know, hopefully here in Montgomery County and all of that, you know, you guys can get a victory today and kind of go off in celebration mode.
That's the walk-off. You're done. I got bronchitis. Thank you. Hey, and I listen and learn. You guys have taught me so much, and you guys are amazing. You really are.
It doesn't go without you guys as well, right? Radio, TV, and all of that, helping us get where we want to be and everything. We're thankful for what you do. You know that from the bottom of my heart, and just appreciate what you guys have.
It's a belief.
Absolutely.
It's a belief.
Absolutely.
And when you see this today.
It's the culture, right? It's the culture that you've built. Oh, yeah. And everybody understands the culture. It's just like
we're going to throw a party and hope a football game breaks out.
Absolutely. I can't wait, right? Yeah. I get to watch it on TV, and it doesn't do it justice. As I've always said, if you've never been to arena football, it's like watching NASCAR. You watch NASCAR on TV, it does it no justice, but you get there, you're hooked. So those of you that are out there, 200 tickets left or whatever, get to the box office, get your tickets, come see a party, and come see a championship.
Yeah, and if you need tickets after they're sold out, just text me. I'll be out front. Thank you, Gary.
Hey, I appreciate it,
Gary
buddy.
Compton, president of football operations, and just a fellow Brewer fan. So we'll text every once in a while about our Brewers. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Hey, coming up, a Meadow Lemon. He's the general manager of the Minnesota Monsters. Yeah, Meadow Lark Lemon. I mean, good Lord, I could sit here till 5 o'clock this afternoon talking to him about that alone. Patrick Cesaro, he's the general manager of F&M Bank Arena. Coming up, this is 101 with Greg Pope, presented by Freeman & Webb. We are at F&M Bank Arena, and you're listening to it on 95. F&M Bank Arena this morning, 3 o'clock this afternoon. It's on Vice Network nationally, TV. You can go to YouTube, the league website, and that. But and Chase McKay, Big Joe, going to be on the TV. Sitting where we are here right now, Jack Lyman and Nick Frazier will be on the call for that. But Patrick Cesaro is with us. He's the general manager here at F&M Bank Arena. That doesn't mean my job is to drive Jeff Fisher around. It doesn't mean Patrick's job is to drive Sean Henry around. But how you doing?
But man? I would.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But I would.
Yeah. Where do you want to go? Right.
Exactly.
Hey, did you just tell me that we just in this past 15 minutes with Gary Compton on the radio sold.
We sold about 30 tickets
30
while you two were talking.
In the last,
and for what it's worth, Greg, we sold 5 more during the commercial break. So they are flying off the shelves. You guys, anybody out there needs to get their tickets now and get up to F&M Bank Arena. It's going to be a big day.
Yeah. Our partnership's amazing, you know, because it's a win-win all the way around.
Yeah, we love the Cats. You guys have been great to work with. The team's been great. It's been fun. It's been great to have our seats filled throughout the summer. We're loving it.
Yeah. The relationship, you work technically for SS&E, Sabretooth Sports and Entertainment, which is like Powers, you know, management.
Exactly.
That is the holding company, lack of a better term, for the Predators, you know, for Mr. Haslam, Sean, and everybody. And you, the Predators, through SS&E, you run this building for the county.
Absolutely. So SS&E is somewhat of a venue management wing of the Nashville Predators. So we oversee F&M Bank Arena, all the Ford Ice Center, Centennial Iceplex, under the Predators umbrella. Have a great relationship with Montgomery County, running the F&M Bank Arena, running Ford Ice Center Clarksville, and just really bringing something different to Clarksville, something that it's never had before. We've been open a little over 3 years and had some big shows, had some big events. Obviously, the home of the Austin Peay Governors, and then also the Nashville Cats.
I'm looking. Where are we going to hang that banner?
I've already been scouting out some locations.
I know. This is Austin Peay's side. I get it, and that's the league. Half of them aren't even in it anymore.
I told Jordan Harmon the other day
the
AD at Austin Peay that I might take that side and start filling some Cats memorabilia.
Yeah, what'd he say?
He's like, we can talk about it.
Where are you from?
I grew up in Crossville, Tennessee.
Okay.
And then moved to the Hendersonville area when I was in high school. I'm a proud grad of Pope John Paul II High School. I'm also a Belmont grad, so
yeah.
Just a Nashville boy.
Yeah. How'd you get into this?
You know, I went to school. I played college baseball at Georgetown College. Kind of decided I was going to be a baseball coach and a high school teacher just like my father, and quickly realized that I didn't want to teach. So we started studying business, communications, and, you know, they opened a program for sports administration. I mean, I was always a sports guy, loved it, wanted to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, graduated from Georgetown, went to Belmont, got a master's degree, and kind of the rest is history.
How'd you hook on with the Preds?
You know, I was with Nashville SC for a long time. I was there a little over 7 years, helped open Geodis Park. I mean, I was all the way back to the baseball stadium.
Yeah.
I was one of the original USL staff and, you know, went down to Huntsville, helped Nashville SC open their affiliate stadium down in Huntsville, and just really wanted to get home, wanted to be near family. So, you know, found an opportunity here in Clarksville, and the rest is history. Absolutely loving my time with the Preds, loving the leadership, the ownership group. You know, you can't ask for better. One of the best places to work in sports, for sure.
Yeah, Patrick Gazzaro, he's the general manager at F&M Bank Arena. Let's call it like it works for the Predators. We'll call it like it is. And our partnership. What makes this building special? I call this a miniature version of Bridgestone Arena.
Absolutely. It's special because it's intimate. There's not a bad seat in the house. You're not going to find one. Trust me, I've looked. You can't find them. It's loud. It holds sound so well, and we have the best fans in the AF1. So, you know, this place will be rocking. And if you haven't experienced yet, I encourage you to. That's not
better
even a
hurry,
business
right?
plug. It's, you know, I want people to experience this. We talk all the time about being a community gathering place, about, you know, what we're here for, and we're here to make people's lives better. We're an escape. You know, we want people to come through our doors and be treated well, so that when they leave, they are relieved of any stresses in the world. They're here to enjoy themselves, and we really take pride in that. We work hard at that, and, you know, I think that's all the way from Sean Henry down. That's what we work for. So, F&M Bank Arena, it's a great place. It's a great place to watch a game. You're not going to find a bad seat. There's great food. It's a great downtown. It's very walkable. You know, Clarksville's a great place.
What's coming? I guess that you announced what the Predators with the gold.
Yeah, the fourth
the
annual
showcase.
Nashville
yeah.
Predators Gold Star Showcase is here on September 19th. It's a Saturday afternoon. It's a 2 o'clock puck drop right here at F&M Bank Arena. It's a great time. It's kind of the kicks off their preseason before they go down to Tampa for their preseason games the next day, really leading into the start of the season on October 1st at Bridgestone Arena. But it's been a great thing. You know, goes all of our proceeds go to Gold Star families. It goes to the Wounded Warrior Project. So, you know, it's really a great thing for the community. It's a great thing for Fort Campbell, which obviously is here in Clarksville. So
now the Major General.
The Major General will be here today.
And you had a lot with that, pulling that one. He's the commandant. I don't know if that's the right word. The commander of the base.
He's the commanding general of the base.
Yes.
He's a two-star general. He'll be here as the Cats captain today.
Yeah.
Going to flip the coin. He's excited about it. He's bringing his family.
Oh, wow.
He's excited.
Do we have a ticket? Do we have a place for him to sit?
We'll find a place.
Okay.
We'll find a nice spot.
Yeah. Patrick, thank you, man.
Absolutely.
And it's our partnership. We've all grown in this together. But, all right, let me ask you this. So the last segment with Gary Compton, we sold, 30 tickets? This segment, anybody wanting a refund?
I don't think there'll be any refunds today.
Can you pop that up? Where are we right now? Seriously, you got a, I guess the Ticketmaster app can get you that, right?
We're a little, we have a little under 300 tickets to go, but we typically sell about 500 in the walk-up, so.
300 for a sellout.
I'm telling you, get it now. It's going to sell out today. You need to get them now.
That is so cool.
Yep.
Hey, and thank you. And let's say also, Janine Lalick, who is.
Absolutely.
Who was your boss, left here, now going to Wake Forest, Associate Athletic Director of Wake Forest University. And you two were a four. And then Joe Fontanetta earlier on, right?
Absolutely.
And he went back to Charlotte.
We had a great team. You know, it's really been, you know, somewhat of a grind, but we love that. And that's what we live for. We want to be here.
Oh, plug the Ice Center, because I see kids.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, do that. I'm glad I've thought of that. My brain's about half.
Yeah, so the Ford Ice Center, Clarksville, it's attached to the building. So, you know, if you come to the game today, you can grab a hunk of pizza at the Hunt Brothers stand, sit there and watch kids skating out on the ice. You know, we offer all the programs, learn to skate, learn to play, youth leagues, adult leagues, beer leagues. The Red River Spartans
semi-pro.
Are here.
Yeah.
Fort Campbell has a hockey team. Austin Peay has a hockey team that plays here. It's a machine over there. You know, we're open about 360 days a year. We've done about 900,000 visitors in our first 3 years of being open. It's a great place. It's a great, again, community gathering place. It's a great place to grow the game, for kids to come out, for just people to get active. And we love it. It's an awesome place to be.
Thank you, man.
Absolutely.
Hey, Patrick Gazzaro, general manager at F&M Bank Arena. We're going to sell out by noon.
I'm trying.
Yeah. We're going to sell out by noon.
Yeah. Pushing.
Yeah. Thank you, man.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Greg.
Hey, coming up next, Meadow Lemon. Oh, my gosh. The son of Meadowlark Lemon, the general manager of the Minnesota Monsters. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ask him one question, and I'm just going to turn my headset off, microphone. I'm just going to
let him go.
I'm going to let him go. Thank you, man. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It. 101 with Greg Pogue. We are at F&M Bank Arena this afternoon. As Patrick Gazzaro told you, less than 300 tickets remain. We will sell out, okay? That's not a – I mean, we will. And if not, I'll go buy – no, I won't. Anyway, we're going to sell out. But this afternoon at 3 o'clock, it's on Vice Network. Chase McKay, Big Joe Dubin on the TV national call of the game, and it also Jake Lyman and Nick Frazier doing a great. They did a great job last Sunday. I keep saying Saturday, Sunday with the semifinal game, and now today, 102.5 the game at 2:30 the pregame at 3 o'clock. And if you stumble around and don't get a ticket, guess what? That's how you're going to have to sample it. Okay, so get on the website. Ticketmaster, NashvilleCats.com, F&M Bank Arena, their website as well. We'll take a break. Meadow Lemon coming up, 101 with Greg Polk, right here. F&M Bank Arena, 94.9 The Fan. Thank you, Roy's Meat Service. Oh, by the way, I need to mention this. A week from Saturday, the 15th season of Prep Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb, Coach Bubba Spears and I. It's a passion of ours, and putting a positive spotlight on high schools, athletics, football, and everything. And we'll the Tim Leeper Roofing Mid-State Player of the Week. We go to the school and present a plaque to a player and their coach. And so that starts. Also, another one of, I love this word, activation, is our Metro Nashville High School Football Game of the Week. We'll start 2 weeks from Friday, 3 weeks from last night. And the first one is MBA at Pearl Cone. So, by gosh, what a way to start that. And actually, Chase McCabe, who's going to be here with Big Joe doing the TV, would be doing that with Coach Bubba. So, you know, sometimes I'm like a kid. I was at the owners' meeting in Albany last fall, and the Minnesota Monsters general manager came up and say, "Hey, how you doing? I'm Meadow Lemon," and it's God bless Meadow. How you doing, man? That's a hell of a name to carry around with you, man.
Thank you for having me. First of all, I do want to say thank you for having me. It's an honor and a privilege to get to spend time with you. I just really cherish these opportunities where I get to spend time with people who are good at what they do. I have a thing. I look for one percenters all over the world. One percenters from different walks of life. This is something my dad taught me. And, you know, my dad was a one percenter. But when I get here and I get with these owners and I get to these meetings and meet people like yourself, Jeff Fisher, Jeff Jarrett, oh my gosh. I just want to get around you guys so I can soak more knowledge up and more and gain some of that wisdom. This is such a fantastic time for us. You know, AF1, end of the season, the big game, and not, I can't even say arguably, we have the two of the best teams in the league here right now getting ready to battle today. And I really believe this is going to be a great game. I am so excited about this crowd and what the people are going to experience, because this is what the AF1 is all about. This takes us back to the old days of the old AFL. This, the crowd, the excitement, these guys, it's all on the line. It means something. I was watching last week on television, watching the game. I was so impressed with the production. I said, and it was really funny because I called my son up, and I said, are you watching the game? And he goes, yeah. I said, I don't mean to be like this. I said, I put on a good show. I said, but these folks are killing it. I was so impressed. And that's one of the reasons I had to get here to see this in person. People don't understand. It's more than a football game. It's an experience. We want you to come and experience arena football. This is a different type of game. It's an event. And the whole key is making memories. So I guarantee you, anybody comes out here tonight, today, get a ticket, come here, and you're going to be entertained. And it's not just the football. You're going to be entertained by the dancers, the things that you see on the field, listening to the announcer, the graphics, the lights, pyro, you name it, it's going to happen.
Yeah, you throw a party and hope a football game breaks out. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes. So I'm so excited, and I really would hope that, you know, anybody, a first-timer, I tell my people up in Duluth, is if I can get you to one game, I will get you hooked. Mm-hmm. Just give me one game. And if I get you in here, you're going to be hooked on this. So I do. I really thank you. This is a great facility. The organization is fantastic. I've been really impressed with watching how they handle themselves, the professionalism. Coach Arbet, you know, a very class act. His team's a class act. You know, you see them, they're all dressed, got the blue shirts on, the blue polos. Everybody looks the part. You know, they're clean. They're respectful. That's it. See, people don't understand. There's so much more to winning. You know it. Winning is about doing a lot of the little things right. Not just, and that doesn't happen on Saturday or Sunday or Friday nights. It's all week long. It's all season long. It starts in training camp. It's the culture, you know. You do the little things right, that makes a difference. And that's how you win these big games.
101 with Greg Pogue, presented by Freeman. We have F&M Bank Arena this afternoon, 3 o'clock. We're going to sell out. We're only a couple hundred shy of selling out. We will.
Well, let's get those people here.
Absolutely.
Let's get that sellout.
Absolutely. Meadow Lemon, he's the general manager of the Minnesota Monsters. And it starts at the top. Your owner, Jake Lambert, was named last night the AF1 Executive of the Year.
Executive.
And you know who last year was?
Who's it?
Me.
There you go. Well, I am
no,
so.
Thank you. Good shameless plug, Paul.
Yes.
Good job. But tell me about Minnesota, the Monsters, because you won, I don't know if you would call it relegated, but you were successful, and then you moved to AF1.
Yeah, they came from, I guess, the origin, okay, because there was a lot of transition, a lot of change over, but the origin had come from a team in another league, and that's where it got Jake's bug. Okay, Jake caught the bug from that, and thank God he did. And when he caught the bug, though, he had bigger and grander vision for this whole thing. Jake thinks big, all right, and he wants the best. He loves his ball players. He loves his ball players, and he wants to make sure these guys have every opportunity to be successful. And that's one of the things that really kind of propelled the team this year. The fellas knew that, you know, ownership was 100% behind him. And he's committed to that team. And that's it. He is a very hands-on type owner, okay, and which is good. And he does a good job. He literally handpicked his team, okay? And that's unusual, you know. That puts him in that Jerry Jones category, all right? But every player on that team is handpicked by Jake, and he does a great job with that.
Meadow Lemon with us. At what moment in your life did you realize that you were the son of one of the most famous, I mean, Meadowlark Lemon, oh my gosh. I mean, what was it like growing up, the son of, and you were Meadow. Well, I mean, my gosh.
I remember, and it's really interesting that you went to that point, you pinpoint that. We were in Madison Square Garden, and place, 20,000 people packed. And the team came out, and the announcers going through the introductions, and they got to my dad. And they said, ladies and gentlemen, the clown prince of basketball, the one, the only, Meadowlark Lemon. And the place went wild. And I remember feeling the building vibrate. And I was thinking, oh, my God, the mention of his name, and it caused 20,000 people to go wild. And from that moment on, I said, if I ever could experience that thrill one time in my life, I literally would be ready to go home and see the Lord after that. I just would want that. It was such an amazing feeling. And to realize that's my dad. And just the mention of his name and the sight of him, a place went wild. And so to me, that's why arena football is so good. I love it because I grew up in these arenas, these very same arenas I grew up in. But I get to do football, I'll say. So I combine the two. So it's and it's the same entertainment value as the Globetrotters. That's how I go into every game. We got to put on a show. We got to leave these people with a memory. Because everybody always tells me, I remember when. I remember when I saw the Harlem Globetrotters for the first time.
I remember.
See, and you can go through it. And you can go ahead. And
the rubber band, the
throwing
the water. I mean, Marcus Haynes,
yep.
Curly Neal. My God, I mean, I'm a basketball junkie. Okay, because my dad coached high school and college basketball.
Where did you see him? First time. Think about it.
In the Municipal Auditorium in Nashville.
Okay.
Yeah, I drove down from Bowling Green to see the Harlem Globetrotters.
See?
Well, I'll tell you what.
But let me stop you right
but
there.
But I got to, okay, go ahead, because you.
Because right there. Now.
Hey, by the way, Parker Kelly producing, this show will go to 1 o'clock now, because I'm not shutting this man up, okay? So go ahead.
So right there, what you did is you went through your mind, all those good memories, and you had a smile on your face.
Oh, yeah.
That's the blessing to me. See, when we talk, say my dad's name, my name, people go to a different place. What a blessing that is. See, so that's what I try to translate, and I want people to understand about what we're doing here in arena football.
Yeah.
We're creating new memories.
Our first time I met you was at the owners' meetings in Albany last fall. And your dad was known for the hook shot.
Yes.
From half court. And it was like a layup to him.
Correct.
You told me something that's always stuck. It's almost like a putting. You said golf. You don't aim at the hole. You find places.
The different marks.
Talk about how he did the hook shot from half court, and like was like a layup for him.
And that was really interesting because I never saw my dad miss three in a row. Never.
Half court hook shot.
Half court.
Oh my gosh.
I could bet people. I used to do it. Okay, he missed one, and I'm like, I bet you $10 he makes by the third one. Second, maybe he missed, boom. Third one, poof, give him my money. Right. But what it was, Dad taught me something, the value of what the shoot around is really about. He said, And because of the fact that they travel, they never played the same building twice. They didn't have a home court. So when they would travel, the shoot-around is important. So it's not just come in, throw up some shots in your flip-flops and stuff. No, it's in a serious time. So Dad would come in the building, look at the arena. He made sure he knew his whole surroundings. He would tell you how many sections, how many exits there were. He knew all of that. And so he said, now, when I go to shoot my shot, you know, I have to line it up. And I was like, what? And he's like, I line it up. And he said he finds different points in the building that if he throws the ball and hits those marks, it's going to go in. So everybody thinks he's just shooting at the basket. He's shooting at marks. So, like, I'm, like, looking right now, and I would be saying, okay, if there's the basket there, I'd have to hit that mark right there, that mark there, that should go in. And it was amazing because he broke it down so different, you know, and there's something. So now when I see teams do shoot-arounds, I'm watching saying they're not doing the shoot-around right. You know, are they really lining their shot up, or are they just going out there acting like they're getting used to the rim? But that was one of the things. He was such a perfectionist, and they take that game to a different level. Remember, if you ever heard Dennis Rodman talk about rebounding, he said he knew the different spin of everybody's ball.
And knew where it was coming off.
And, and then he knew how it was going to come off. He knew who shot it by the spin. So, see, again, here we go. We started talking about one percenters.
We were talking, you got a book?
Yes, got a book
coming
out.
Promote the book.
It's going to be good. I'm going to come back here, and I think...
Oh, we're doing a tour.
It's called Searching for Metal Arc, My View from the Bench. And so it's a memoir, and it's about me growing up the son of Metal Arc Fleming, one of the most famous sports icons of his time. Back then, Dad was the real first crossover celebrity, black celebrity entertainer, because now you had different, you know, fighters, Joe Louis, those kind of guys.
Nat King Cole.
Right.
Yeah.
But they didn't cross over to Madison Avenue. They were in their sectors. Dad had the shoe commercials. He had the, you know, the airline commercials. He had the grocery store, Pepsi or Burger King. He was the first one to cross over. Madison Avenue, he transcended race. He transcended ages. He transcended religion, politics. So he was that first celebrity that I guess they felt that was safe and that everybody could enjoy. So he wasn't regional, like it wasn't the New York Knicks or somebody, and so everybody in L.A.
It's the heart of the Globetrotters.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it was very unique. He was Michael Jordan or LeBron before Michael Jordan and LeBron came along. He didn't have social media like we do or 100-something television stations, you know. So it was truly word of mouth and that reputation throughout the world. And it was amazing. And, you know, their heyday was in the 70s. So I take my book, I start from being a child. I really start with explaining my dad and how he grew up. And he had a very unusual childhood. And where literally playing basketball meant food in his stomach. Okay? If he was playing basketball, he got to eat. And so I explain that. We were, you know, in the South during that time. I was born in the South during Jim Crow. During Jim Crow era, I was born in a segregated hospital. And then Dad went from the Army, got his first Globetrotter contract. His first Globetrotter contract in today's money was equivalent to like $500,000. Okay. $500,000+. Back then, even white ball players weren't earning that kind of money. We moved from North Carolina to Fairfield, Connecticut, which when we moved there was the third richest county in the country. So it was just went from one extreme to the other. And that's how my life was. It was extremes.
So when's drop date of the book?
It should be out. the big push is going to be for the holidays. I want some around Thanksgiving to Christmas. We're really going to do the big push. The end of September, October, I'll get some copies out and we'll start some pre-sales. And
you're
and
coming promotion. To Nashville. You know that.
I need you.
Yesterday, so the Arena Crown Trophy is flown in on a Learjet, and out walks Meadow Lemon and the trophy. Chris Colbert, one of our great business partners here in the community. I mean, you can't just drive it down. You can't put it on. No, you got to fly it in on a damn Learjet.
Well, my dad said, he taught me, he says, you don't go to a party, you are the party.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
Yeah.
So if we were going to bring that thing down here, we were going to do it in style. And I do want to thank the folks from Cirrus, because it was a brand-new Cirrus jet. That jet had 56 hours on it. It had just been made in July.
Just for you.
And I wish. Yeah. But it was a great blessing. But there's some of the things, because people got excited. Arena ball, the trophy, the championship.
Oh, yeah.
We'll fly you down.
Yeah, on a Learjet and a police escort. Yep. My gosh.
We'll fly you.
Yeah, you are the Meadow. My gosh. I could sit here. We got a game in 4 hours.
Isn't that going to be exciting?
Yeah, we're going to sell it
We're going to sell it out. And, you know, so, hey, if you're listening, call. Get them tickets right now. Let's get over the sellout mark.
We're going to sell it out.
Yep.
Meadow, thank you. And you're a trip to Nashville. We've already worked it out.
Yes.
I'm not asking. I'm telling you.
And I'm accepting. And I yes, I'm complying.
Yes. All right. Hey, 101 with Greg Pogue, usually at Roy's Meat Service. We have a football game. We have a party, and then a football game may break out. 3 o'clock. It's on Vice Network Television. All over the world with Big Joe Dubin and Chase McCabe on that. And sitting right where we are right here, Jake Lyman and Nick Frazier will do the radio call on 102.5 The Game. Parker Kelly, thank you. Thank you, Meadow. Thank everybody. What a day, man.
Gotta love it.
Yeah.
And it's game day.
I went to our players at the banquet last night. I kept pointing to my ring finger.
Yep.
I need one. I need right here, baby.
Yep,
I need
one.
That ring right there.
Yes.
All right, thank you, man. Parker, I don't know if there's a music bed or not. Just take us on out. Appreciate everybody listening. Go Cats.